You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you, and pick up your copy today.
Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I gotta...
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello, God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to Victory International Praise Ministries. This is our Kingdom Sound broadcast. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street. Our pastors are Pastor Thomas and Pastor Teresa Robinson. Today, I'm your host, Minister Andre Jordan, sitting in the studio, just thankful to the Lord for the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ across the radio airwaves. Thank you to our leaders, our pastors, and thank you especially to you, you, and you that faithfully tune in and listen to this broadcast. I truly pray the broadcast is a blessing to you. And thank you for those of you that do share and let us know that the broadcast is a blessing to you. I'm looking at the miracles and the parables of Jesus. I'm just in that, kind of looking at every one of the 37 miracles that Jesus did while he walked the earth and just trying to dissect it so we can glean from it. What can Jesus do, you might ask? Well, there is nothing that he cannot do. And as we look at the scriptures, as we look at the Word of God, it builds our faith to trust him for what we need him to do in our lives. And so, Father, that is our prayer today, that we would be open, our hearts would be open, and that we would be believing, that we would have the faith, the God kind of faith, to believe you for your word's sake. What does your word say? That we would come back to, get back to believing the Word of God, that the Word of God would be our highest truth, and that everything bows to what the Word says in our lives. I ask and I pray in Jesus' name. Today, if you would, I would love you to turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 4. We're going to look at Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 14. Again, what can Jesus do? He can do the impossible in our lives. So let's look at that passage of scripture. Let me read it first. If you can, if you're at home, grab your Bible, turn to Luke 4. Let's read it together. Today I'm using a amplified version, and it reads, "Then Jesus, full of and controlled by the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led in led by the Holy Spirit. Okay, so important. For during the 40 days that he was in the wilderness, Jesus had been in that desert 40 days and 40 nights where he was tempted, tried, tested exceedingly by the devil. Jesus ate nothing during those 40 days. And when those days were completed, he was hungry. And then the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, order this stone to be turned into a loaf of bread. And Jesus replied to Satan, it is written, man shall not live but or be sustained by natural bread alone, but man is sustained by every word and expression of God. And then the devil took Jesus up to a high mountain and showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the world. And at a moment in time, in the twinkling of an eye, and Jesus responded to the devil and said, To you, I will give all this power. And the devil said to Jesus, to you, I will give all this power and I will give you all this authority and their glory and all their magnificence, excellence, preeminence, dignity, and grace. For it had been turned over to me and I give it to whom I will. Therefore, if you will do homage to and worship me just once, it shall all be yours. And Jesus replied to Satan, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall do homage and worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Then the Satan took Jesus up to Jerusalem and set him on a high pinnacle of the temple and said to Jesus, if you're the Son of God, cast yourself down from here, for it is written, he will give his angels charge over you to guard and to watch over you closely and carefully. And on their hands they will bear you up, lest you at any time strike your foot against a stone. And Jesus replied to him, the scripture says, you shall not tempt or test the Lord your God. And when the devil had ended every complete cycle of temptation, he temporarily left Jesus for a season until a more opportune and favorable time. Then Jesus went back full and under the power of the Holy Spirit into Galilee. And the fame of Jesus spread throughout the whole region about. So I read to your hearing, and I pray you read with me, Luke chapter 4. We did verses 1 through verse 14. Now, let's take a moment and go back and dissect it, because what we want to do is read the word. We want to understand the word, and we want to apply the word. We want to read the word. We want to understand the word. We want to apply it. Apply it to our lives. Every component is important. It's important for us to read the word. The scripture tells us that our faith comes by hearing the word of God. So we hear the preached word of God in our home church, fellowship, sanctuary. We hear the reading of the word of God when we're reading and spending time with the Lord also. You're hearing the word today over the radio. So many ways faith grows by the hearing of the word of God, and that's what we want. We want faith to grow, faith to increase, our faith and our ability to believe the word of God for his word's sake to grow in our lives. So let's dissect it a little bit today and thank God for the word. The word is everything. The word is everything. Then Jesus, it says, full and control by the Holy Spirit. It's so important that you and I are full of and controlled by the Holy Spirit. Point number one was we need to read the word, understand the word, and apply the word to our lives. So point number two is we, like Jesus, if Jesus was full and controlled by the Holy Spirit, that tells us, you and I must be full and controlled by the Holy Spirit. Okay? So when we look at our lives, do we see that we are being filled daily with the Holy Spirit? Do we see I'm being controlled by the Holy Spirit? What does that mean? It says Jesus returned from Jordan and was led in and by the Holy Spirit. So that's what it looks like. Who is leading who? Who is leading you? Are we being led by our emotions? Are we being led by our feelings? Who is leading us? Are we being led by the world culture? Are we being led by TV actors, stars, movie stars? Who's leading us in our decisions and our choices? We want to be like Jesus. It's imperative to be full of the Holy Spirit of God. And if we've received Christ, we just simply ask the Father, fill me afresh with the Holy Spirit of God. I permit the mind of Christ to be in me. We invite Holy Spirit to fill us. God is always a God of invitation. Invite me. Ask me. Extend an invitation to me. Holy Spirit, come. I don't want to do life without you today. Fill me afresh and anew with your Spirit. Okay? So we must be full of the Holy Spirit of God. We must be controlled by the Holy Spirit of God. We must be led by the Holy Spirit of God. Why? Because we see in today's lesson, Jesus was. And we're going to see as we dissect these verses, the difference it makes to be full of and led by the Holy Spirit of God. For during the 40 days, Jesus, we know, experienced a 40-day and night time of testing, time of fasting, no food in those 40 days. For during the 40 days in the wilderness, in the desert, where Jesus, he was led of the Holy Spirit to even be there. So it's so important that we are in tune with the Spirit of God, have ears to hear Holy Spirit's voice and obey Holy Spirit's voice. It's so important that we hear Holy Spirit's voice and we obey Holy Spirit's voice. Because Jesus had a relationship with the Holy Spirit, he heard the voice of the Spirit and he followed and obeyed its leading to be in the wilderness. He didn't just end up in the wilderness. Many times we end up in the wilderness because of disobedience, but Jesus obeyed the voice of the Holy Spirit that led him into the wilderness specifically to endure a time of testing. He went in full of the Spirit, controlled by the Spirit, and led of the Spirit. And we're going to see when we read verse 14, he came out full of the Spirit and in the power of God. And that is what we need to do. This is key information. We need, it's so important that we allow Holy Spirit to fill us every day, even throughout the day. Fill us, Holy Spirit, so we can live and have our being and move and operate and execute and function in the earth full of the Spirit of God, being led by the Spirit of God, our soulish man and our fleshly man in subjection to Holy Spirit leading. Holy Spirit is captain of our vessel, captain of our lives, captain of our soul, captain of our natural physical bodies. If we live like that, we will see kingdom God results like Jesus did. I love how Jesus makes it plain to us in the scripture. This is how we operate in kingdom power. This is how we operate in kingdom authority. Be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And so verse number two, he was tempted, he was tested, he was tried in the wilderness, in the desert by the devil. There is a time in our lives that we must go through test. We must go through test. God ordains testing in our lives. Why? To prove us, to reveal to us where we stand, to reveal to us and show forth his power in and through us, to reveal to us places we need to grow, places we need to develop, places we need to strengthen, places we need to surrender. It's for our making. It's for our good. just like we're tested on jobs, information, we're tested in school to show us, you've mastered here, to show us you've got to study more here. You've got to grow here. You've got to develop an increase here. So testing has purpose. Testing is important. And if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, guess what? We will pass the test. We will pass the test. I want to pass the test today. I want to pass it in God's eyes. I want God to say, well done. I want God to be pleased. So our focus must be on pleasing the Father, obeying the Father. If you love me, you'll keep my commands. If you love me, we will be led by his Spirit. Verse number 3. Well, let me finish 2. And Jesus was hungry. He ate nothing during the 40 days of times of fasting and testing. And when the 40 days were completed afterwards, now he is hungry. Okay, he's completed the mission, completed the assignment, and he's hungry. But guess what? It wasn't over, because after victory, guess who is lurking around the corner in our lives? Jesus completed the fast. That was victory. I did it. Yay. Praise God. Guess what? The enemy don't let up, because we have a momentary victory. We've got to hear this today. Satan, demonic entities don't let up, because we have victory, a momentary victory. I did that. Here it is. Jesus is now hungry. Hunger is an expression of our natural carnal man desiring food. It's a vulnerable place. Verse 3, we're reading Luke chapter 4. We read verses 1 through 14, and now we're going back and dissecting these verses that we would glean what the Father wants to share with us for our own lives. And the devil said to Jesus in the vulnerable spot, if you are the Son of God, well, guess what? Look at how the enemy challenges us. He tries to get us to doubt who God says we are. Point number 3, we've got to know without a shadow of doubt who we are according to the word of God, not according to mama, not according to daddy, not according to grandma and auntie and them. I've got to know and walk in who I am according to the word of God. I've got to get my identity in Christ. And so the enemy comes to Jesus and he says, if you are the Son of God, that's a question. That's shaky ground. If you are, not because you are the Son of God. No, if you are, that's pebble of doubt to say, oh, am I the Son of God? Am I not the Son of God? And to cause him to be shaken and moved, because he feeling from his flesh hunger, a strong response. I'm hungry. I've been fasting 40 days and nights, and now I'm in a vulnerable place where I'm feeling hungry. And we remember in the scripture in the Old Testament, Esau sold out his birthright because he had been working in the field, and he came in and he was hungry. And because he was hungry, his flesh was hungry, he was vulnerable. And his brother was able to trick him out of the birthright, the inheritance of God, for the sake of physical food, for the sake of meeting a physical need. So we've got to be careful in places of hunger, because be careful in places of appetite. What do we have an appetite for? We've got to guard against appetite. We've got to guard against wrong appetite, because the enemy seeks entrance through a door if he can catch us off guard. So we must be filled with the Holy Spirit of God, remain filled continually. The scripture tells us to be being filled with the Holy Spirit continually. Our lifestyle must be one of continually relying on the strength of the Holy Spirit of God, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit of God, the leading of the Holy Spirit of God, the guiding of the Holy Spirit of God, just like Jesus. Say with me, just like Jesus, we're called to be transformed into the image of Christ. And therefore, just like Jesus did it, you and I can follow his blueprint, follow his path to success. So he says that verse 3, the devil says to Jesus, if you're the Son of God, order this stone to be turned into a loaf of bread. If you're the Son of God, don't be led by the Spirit of God, but do what you want to do to meet your needs. That's what Satan is saying. Don't do it God's way. Don't do it by the leading of the Holy Spirit. You order, command that this stone be made to bread. Don't wait for God to supply your need. Create an Ishmael loaf today. Go and do something that God hasn't sanctioned because your physical man, your desires and appetites say, I want to do it. Go and do something my way, because sin is not obeying God, but it's doing your own thing. So Satan tries to tempt Jesus to go and do something according to his own will, not the leading of the Spirit, not sanctioned, authorized by God. But Jesus, because he's a God lover, because Jesus was submitted to the Father, he answers in verse 4. He replies, it is written. Come on. What is written about us in the scripture? What has God said concerning us in the scripture? Our information must come from the word of God. Jesus replied to Satan, it is written, man shall not live or be sustained by or on bread alone, but by every word and expression of God. So Jesus makes it clear to you and I today, if you want to walk in power and victory, you cannot be living, sustained by natural alone, natural food, natural senses, natural appetites, carnal mind, carnal appetite, carnal senses. You cannot be sustained by your natural man. We've got to arise and live and move and have our being through the Holy Spirit of God. We've got to rely on God's Spirit. I can't follow my mind. I can't follow my heart and my passions. I can't follow my desires and my appetite. I've got to make them come into submission to the Holy Spirit of God. I've got to make them bow down in obedience, in obeisance to the Spirit of God. Everything about me has got to bow down to the Spirit of God. And that is what Jesus is saying. You cannot, he say, be sustained. You cannot live godly, righteously, kingdomly by relying on your flesh, by relying on your mind. I cannot, but it's got to come. He says, we must be sustained by every word and expression of God. I'm sustained by God. Say that with me. I am sustained by God. I am sustained by his word. That is how we are sustained. That is how we are victorious. The word of God in our lives and in our hearts. Then, so guess what? For Jesus, verse 5, A plus. Then the devil took him up to a high mountain. Jesus passed test 1. Then the devil took him up to a high mountain and showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the habitable world. Showed him all the kingdoms of the world all around in that moment of time. Look at this. He took him up to a high pinnacle. He said, look at this. Look at this and imagine that. Imagine if you were to see and get a glimpse in the supernatural of the kingdoms of the world. We only really know about the things in the USA, but what if we saw the kingdoms of the whole world? What would it look like? And then the devil said to Jesus, test number 2, you, Jesus, I will give all of this power and authority. Come on, not one kingdom, all the kingdoms of the world, compound power, compound authority. Satan said, I will give it to you. I'll give you their glory. I'll give you their magnificence. I'll give you their excellence. I'll give you their preeminence. I'll give you their dignity. I'll give you their grace, for it has been turned over to me. And that was true, because when Adam fell, it was turned over to him by Adam's fall. Adam's fall granted permission for Satan to have that authority that God had given to man. He says, and I can give it to whomever I will. Therefore, Satan says to Jesus, if you will do homage and if you will worship me just once, it shall all be yours. And Jesus, remember, full of the Holy Spirit, fully controlled by the Spirit of God, fully led by the Holy Spirit of God, said to Satan, get behind me, Satan, for it is written in the Word of God, you shall do homage, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only, our Father, shall we serve. So Jesus was also full of the Holy Spirit, controlled by the Holy Spirit, led by the Holy Spirit. Jesus was filled with the power of God. He spoke the Word of God because he was submitted to the Word. Everything about him was in submission to the Word. And even though he was vulnerable, even though he was hungry, he still stood upon the Word of God. He knew his identity. He knew his assignment. He knew his mission. He did not waver. Test number three. We know he took him up to the temple and said, if you're the Son of God, cast yourself down from here. The enemy comes, we're reminded, to kill, to steal, to destroy. But because of the power of God, and because Jesus has went away, and he says, if I go away, the Father will send the Comforter in my name. Because God has sent us the Comforter to abide with us forever, Jesus was able to say, I will not cast myself down. He says it's written that the Father will give his angels charge over you to guard you. And Jesus said, you shall not test the Lord your God, but we must, as he said, obey and be committed and submitted to the Word of God. My time is up today. I could not hit this like I wanted to, but I pray what you heard has been a blessing and that you will stay with God and walk faithfully in obedience to him and his word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your
Praise
copy
the Lord.
Today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-321-321.